Hi, good morning. Hey, today is Sunday, December 29th. I'm raring to go, but sort of kind of off the track all the same. This is our last year for 2020, and what do you do with that? Or for 2019, first show for the last show. God, really? Tongue twister? All screwed up in the head. Well, hey, maybe that's just a product of the world around me. At least I am. I forgot to do one thing this morning, and that was send contact information over there to Ken to get Susan Danzler on the line, because she was going to write out 2019 with Alan and I for the day, and I'm going to do that here in a second. But let's if we actually have Alan, or maybe I'm just like flapping my arms in the sea of hopelessness. Ah, Alan, are you there?
I am here, and unfortunately, Steve, I'll probably just mire you down deeper in that sea of hopelessness.
Oh, yeah. Is it that bad?
At least in my little part of the world, it seems like.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm sure there's some hopium out there for somebody. You know, everybody needs hope, and I don't know. I just sent the phone number for Susan over there, and I didn't want to get too riled into the show without her to get wound up. And she might be just sleeping still. You know, so usually she gets up and she tries to make some coffee, and if she joins us at the 8 o'clock time, she comes in doing the whole hello thing. But actually, it's not fair to make fun of her when she's not here, right, Alan?
That's correct, seeing as though she's a pistol-packing mama, too.
Well, here's some hopium for you. This wasn't the lead story that I wanted to cover, but it is an interesting story. Is it to have to do with ebb and flow of the universe? You know, we're always complaining about how bad things are in the schools and how stupid things are getting and how they're making them dumber and dumber and dumber, or at least not teaching them. Let's see. This is new, at least new to me. You know that they're going to, Texas students are going to have to learn how to do handwriting again, Alan. You know, They just decided that that's really important, and they're not going to let kids slide. You ever hear that?
Let them slide. I thought that was the whole plan. I mean, it's there's no independence in the school anymore. They in Texas here, they're so proud. They call them the independent school districts, but they're all the frickin' same.
That was the counter-opium, the comment, right? I was trying to induce opium, right? See, they're gonna be doing cursive, and I hear we have Susan on board. Susan, they're gonna be doing handwriting in schools again. You hear that?
That's kind of amazing. You know, I guess they're gonna have to put down their computers and their cell phones for a while to learn how to do that. It's kind of difficult, you know.
Well, they'll probably force all the students to have tablets so they can write cursive.
Can you write cursive on those writing tablets and it understands you, or will it not send a message that's written in cursive?
They're probably going to say, "Well, there's a font for that," you know, or use their stylus pen.
Right, but the most complicated problem in those tablets that understand cursive is selecting your gender fluidity. And so if you're gender fluid, you have different writing styles or whatever. What's your fluid gender? I don't know. This year has been filled with stupid stuff, you know. I don't even know where to start. Yesterday I was sitting there talking to Alan about, you know, where we were going to go today and what we were going to talk about. And, you know, Alan brought up the fact that the damn French, not damn French, but they are, they're kind of wacky, right? You know, they're definitely kind of wacky. you know, they go through, and I read up a whole bunch of articles, and, you know, they're protesting again, and I get it, and I understand the right, you know, all the lies and stuff shouldn't be countered with nothing, right? But the articles say, you know, we fought for our freedom and independence in, you know, World War II, and we won, and I'm like going, really? Oh, shoot, maybe I didn't get that alternate history thing, French. You know, but Charles de Gaulle was probably one of your last fighting, you know, generals that I know of, right? You know, but whoa, who am I to tell you about history? Because we've been lied to, folks. But from what I know, Charles de Gaulle was the one that actually stood up for the French after the French gave up and threw up their hands and said, whoa, I'm out of this. I'm out of this. You want a croissant? You know, we're done. But hey, that's different. But when you came out of World War II, France, what'd you do? You went socialist, you went fascist, you went communist. You didn't go fascist, right, because you didn't like the word. But you did go, you know, hella communist, right? In fact, today, you like commies, right? You are communist. They have all sorts of problems. Now, what's going on in France right now is they're upset about their pensions. Right, so the French, Macron, and you don't hear anything about this. Great crickets, unless you're watching, you know, of course, free-to-air television, which gives you a couple channels that'll actually talk about it. But for the most part, they're saying that, well, wait a couple more years before you can collect your unemployment. And, you know, I don't know. Alan, why don't you fill it in a little bit, because I'm painting the picture, and you're the one that told me the picture exists.
Well, you know, you've got the Gilets Jaunes, which is, week 59. They're still doing their thing. But now they've got, you know, people that are, concerned about getting their pensions that they've been promised. You know, they've been working so not hard all this time, you know, what they've got, like a 20-hour work week, and they have to work for like 10 years and they get a pension or something. I don't know. The communist socialist crap they've got going on over there is beyond me. But at least they are getting out in the streets and protesting, and I guess making Paris kind of unlivable for all the touristas who want to come over there. But I'm sure there's still tourists coming over there. They just keep them away from the areas that there's, you know, tear gas floating through the streets and everything else. And they still only show them the pretty parts of Paris, which means the places where there aren't Muslims everywhere. And, yeah, it's got to break out into the mainstream somewhere sometime, but then maybe it doesn't. You know, what I'm kind of amazed about, Steve, is, you know, I stayed up and re-listened to Farron's show again, which means I was up till 2 o'clock this morning. And you know, what I heard Mr. Goodwin say right there at the last was another one of these people who probably knew that there were some things going wrong in this country, but didn't really realize it until it came up and bit him real hard in the ass. You know, their son, who was given a 10-year suspended sentence by a jury, the jury was just overridden by the judge, and he gave him an 8-year sentence. Not suspended, like the jury had requested, had figured out. You know, well, you know, he's never been in trouble. You know, he might have been at the wrong place at the wrong time, but, you know, even as packed as the jury was, they gave him a suspended sentence because even they realized that, you know, this kid didn't do anything wrong. Yet he's sitting in jail for 8 years now because the judge overruled what is supposedly the jury system, which the jury, can do what they want to. That's supposedly the final word. And his final words were, "Oh, if you think you live in a free country, you are mistaken. You do not live in a free country anymore." You know, and as for 2020, man, if all I can hope for is that, you know, the old saying that everyone will get hindsight and people will start to see more and more of this crap that's going on.
Susan, are you familiar with Ian? And I want to go all over where you're going there, Alan, they didn't get all due course, but the whole fact is to see a society that's in tatters and trying to figure out how to right itself we have to look at the communist government of France, right? And it's interesting that a communist government could, and they wouldn't call themselves a communist government, they call themselves a democracy, but they exist in, under this other totalitarian regime, and I don't know what the hell it is, called the EU, and it's communist, communitarian, I don't know, and I don't really care, right? But I can tell you where it is right now. And the Gilets Jaunes have been fighting, and the Gilets Jaunes are known as Yellow Vests, and they're over there in France, and they've been protesting for, 56 weeks, Alan?
That's a 59 long now.
Time. Mm-hmm. 59 weeks. But there's other things, other cracks that are going on. The general population is pissed off at Macron, right? Or, did I say Macron with a little long in the back? No, you're Macron, dude. You know, he's horrible, right? The super globalist is in there, and, well, he's trying to take it out. Go to a search engine and do a search for news on France, and you won't find any of these protests coming up unless you get more specific. And I've used several search engines to try to find, you know, protests and things like that. But there's significant protests going on. One is for the pensions. The other one is the Gilets Jaunes, and they're protesting government and taxes and overspending and the stupidity and the globalism and, yeah, all sorts of things. But the other crack that's in their armor right now is from some of their socialist, communist, whatever you want to call them, policies are starting to fall to the wayside as being, France likes to shut itself down, right? So like on Sunday, France likes to shut down at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and say, France is closed. Go home. Go do something or plan on it. Get out of here. Well, with the new advent of the self-checkout lines, I guess you say, the automated businesses have started ramping up, and now you can go, well, you can go buy crap after 1 o'clock, but nobody can help you buy crap. Isn't that neat? So you can't go, so there's no competition for robots after 1 o'clock on Sunday. That'll probably extend into the weekdays as they take their 2-3 hour lunches, and these are actually mandated within France, right? So you know, they're poor people to a certain extent. The average wage, I found out, you know, in my little research the last 24 hours, is about U.S. dollars, $1,900 a month. You go, wow, they get along with that. But you got to remember, folks, France takes so much out in taxes on those clowns. You know, they get taxed on everything. They claim they get taxed on taxes, and actually we get taxed on taxes. We don't feel high and mighty. But they are sitting here, their whole society is ready for collapse. And, are we too far behind them? You know, I've read articles this week that show that we're pretty damn close. Any thoughts, Susan?
No, actually, you know, Texas is going down that same progressive rabbit hole. I just, you know, I wear these blinders. I don't see other countries. I don't see the United States. I just hyper focus on what's going on in Texas. You know, and we've got the same kind of globalist running Texas. And that's my concern. I could care less about France, honestly.
Oh, dude, I understand what you're saying, but I'm just saying, so goes the blank, so goes the blank, right? You know, that can be applied to just about everything, right, as you look at it. Let's look at Texas
agree.
Right now, if you want.
I mean, they voted for this yay who.
Yeah,
well, or
I
did
know.
They? The voting system. I mean,
right.
there is no truth in voting. Come on, Susan. I mean, you kind of figured that out. You know, with your run for county commissioner. You know, It's not true, folks. We don't have an equal, fair voting system. You might in your little Boy Scout troop or your Girl Scout troop, if you can call it Boys and Girl Scout troops anymore, or just IT troops now, I guess, is something very local. You might have a semblance of some type of a true voting system. But, man, when you get up anywhere to where it matters, to where money starts flowing, it's all controlled.
Okay, so let's bounce back. We're talking about Texas now, right? And it's interesting, and, yeah, Texas is a mess, and, yeah, every place is a mess. I was talking to Art about Virginia, you know, and the Virginia gun bans that are coming down and the pushback on that. And you're going like, well, where the hell is that going to go? Okay, well, like Susan says, bring it closer to home, folks. Bring it closer to home. We elected this clown named George P. Bush. We being, well, not Alan, right? Me being not voted for him. And I don't think Susan voted for him. But they made this clown named George P. Bush Texas Land Commissioner, and he was on the ballot last time, and he won again. And there's all sorts of reasons and excuses why such a noxious individual would become the land commissioner and go after the one precious piece of Texas in Texas history, the Alamo. So there's this little thing. It's called the Cenotaph. It was created somewhere around the 1930s. Now, I don't know all the history of it, but it was meant to signify, you know, the struggle of Texans to actually come together and form their own country and everything that it meant to be a Texan and all the people that had fallen, right, during that time. It was a big thing. Well, recently being a handful of years or so, when George P. Bush comes to power, he decides that, well, it's about time. It's about time we give the Alamo to the United Nations and protect it as part of the World Heritage Association, right? And you guys all know that story. Maybe you don't, but you should learn it and you should see it and see where it goes from here. Is it going fast? I don't know. Really don't. But here we go. So all of a sudden they're like, okay, so we're going to make this place called the Alamo and we've already got it. And look, they've already branded the name. So we're going to sell all sorts of things. And here's going to be our keychains and here's going to be this. And we're going to build a new visitor center, and we're going to have this little area for, you know, bringing out stuff, and we'll sell tickets, and we'll have a glass wall around here and a wine bar over there. And, man, that cenotaph is ugly, and we're going to have to the Texans stopped them. Said, stop, don't do that. They go, oh, no, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay, go back to sleep. And are they going back to sleep? It seems that there wasn't enough resistance to hold the cenotaph from moving. So what says that they don't get their wine bar in a few years or glass walls to keep, you know, visitors outside if they don't pay their admissions into the UN-controlled World Heritage Fund called the Alamo, right? We'll send people over there and we'll have a lot more tourists for the Alamo, and then we're going to change. I don't know. There's all sorts of problems with it. So last week was a big week for the Alamo, and I'm going to hand this off to Susan so I don't, you know, keep hogging this on a thought frame. She is well more versed in this than I am, but I do have a point. Last week was a big week where San Antonio is a communist city, a liberal city. I don't know what you want to call it. They want to boss people around. They're gender neutral. They are, you know, they're diverse, right? They ignore the white person, right? And they call him Nazi. Whatever, dudes. You know, I get it. You hate us. You hate people. You're filled with hate. Whatever. Anyways, I'm getting a little bit too worked up. Last week was the meeting where they got together. Oh, was it last week? The week before, actually. You know, because last week was Christmas, and I guess I missed a whole week because of Christmas. And what was going on is they gave them a building permit for the Alamo. That's going to start everything rolling. Next thing that they're going to have in phase one of the whole operation, they're going to grab the cenotaph and they're going to dismantle it. And the process that they plan on doing would be dismantling the cenotaph piece by piece, restoring every nook and cranny and polishing every scratch and just making it perfect. And moving it, I think it's like 500 feet or 500 yards, or moving it somewhere after they build an appropriate something or other to put it on. You know, and it's all, you know, technical, and it's all for the good of humanity, for our world heritage. Okay. Thursday or Friday, Friday I guess it was, and this is, I'm going to release it to you here in a second, Susan, but on Friday, what happened was a group that I don't know anything about, right? First of all, it's called This is Texas Freedom Force. Now, Freedom Force International is a group that is totally different, I guess, from This is Texas Freedom Force. Anyways, this group exists. It's called This is Texas Freedom Force, and they had a thing on December 27th. And they said that today is a sad day for Texas and Texas history. We learned from a reliable source the plot of the city of San Antonio to start removing the animal cenotaph on December 27th, 28th, in 2019. Contractors have been hired to start removal of the cenotaph. And they'll be setting up equipment on that date, on the 27th. They expect the work to start early in the morning. And they're calling on Texans, or they called on Texans to come out and in the aid of the cenotaph, blah, 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 you know, da, 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 da. They just keep going on and on. The results, please prepare and bring what you need. They're going to provide water and snacks. Isn't that neat? Our culture provides snacks now all the time. Hey, you need a snack? I got a snack. You got any chips? Got any great? I don't know. But they say that, they, you know, don't move it. That, where is those words? And they say that they're not opposed to violence if that gets moved. Did you hear any of that? Did I screw that up too badly, Susan?
No, you didn't. You know, This is Texas Freedom Force is a group that I separate myself from. You know, granted, they've been there. They've been on the front lines for, a couple of years, you know, going to the city council meeting for so-called public hearings. Many of them have been removed from these hearings for speaking out. And, you know, the fix has been in. You know, you've got to go back and you've got to look at, you know, the beginning, the source. And, you know, that's going to be the Castro family in San Antonio. And I call her Mama Castro. Leadership in La Raza, meaning the race. They believe Texas was stolen from them. They believe that they're going to rise up again and take back what they claim is theirs. You know, good luck with that. And so, one of the ways for them to inflict injury is to find themselves people, elected officials, or get people elected, be it, Mayor Ron Nuremberg of San Antonio or George P. Bush, that will help them fulfill their agenda. And so that's what they've done. And then they've created the Alamo Trust. The CEO of Alamo Trust is Douglas with two S's. Wrap your head around that. SS for this dude. And you got Nuremberg is the mayor.
Nuremberg, really?
That's I'm just being a little silly, but so they from the Alamo Trust, then they create what they call this citizen advisory group. Okay, they're all handpicked. They're all people that will get their take their marching orders from them. So now they come out and they say, "Well, we have a citizens advisory board. The citizens had a seat at the table, if you will." Well, not really. So on December the 4th, you got to back up. I mean, all the fault does not lie within them. You know, the Texas legislature had every single opportunity to protect monuments in Texas over 40 years old and the cenotaph. Well, they didn't do it. So you've got a house full of rattlesnakes up there in Austin that didn't do their job either, okay? They've all got to be replaced. Well, good luck with that. So then moving forward, they needed the city, the Alamo Trust, and architects, and you know all the people that's lining their pockets from this deal. They needed a certificate, if you will, a building permit, need to be granted to them. So there was a public hearing. San Antonio Historical Commission on December the 4th, and it was absolutely 100% unanimous to not do this. And at one point when it was over, I was walking out with a friend who lives in the Woodlands in Texas down by Houston, we turned around and we saw these planners standing in the hall with the assistant city attorney, who literally tried to throw her weight around and telling these commissioners that they needed to move forward with the vote, that the testimony against this was not did not have anything to do with the certificate. Well, they didn't fall for her bullying, but I just found it to be so disturbing on so many levels that then the city attorney is in the hallway with all of these out-of-state planners doing their little powwow. Well, what ended up happening was one man on this commission said, basically, he said, "I don't want to come down on the wrong side of history." They managed to table them.
So he'll come down on whatever side he wants to, but just not the wrong side.
Well, no, actually, in my book, he didn't want to make a mistake. He wanted more information. So basically what ended up being revealed was that the city had not disclosed to the Historical Commission that there was even lawsuits against this. The Tap Pillum Indian Tribe there in San Antonio had a lawsuit. Okay, so folks have to understand, and there's the music.
Hold on. Yeah, that's the music. Remember the Alamo, they screamed as they rode into the night. Da-da-da. We'll be back, folks, after these messages.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Good morning. This is the last show of 2019. How'd you like 2019? I don't know if I liked it. It's been a dang long. For sure. We were just talking about Bell, Texas, San Antonio, globalists, whatever, you know, and their attack on, well, on Texas. And I guess, remember, the Alamo is going to stand for something a hell of a lot different in the future there.
Steve, you need to change that already. The new phrase is, remember the Alamo Area Council of Governments.
I disagree with you on that one. I guess
that's what has power,
Steve.
We
need to educate. Well, yeah. You know, if we were to start preaching about who they are, who are they? But see, now we're going to get all skittish. And I want to let Susan finish, at least we'll finish up there, and we can go down the Alamo area nonsense here in a second. What do you want to continue that thought there, Susan? What do you think?
Sure. I'm trying to, you know, put this into a nutshell. It's really difficult. There's, so many layers to this. One of the things folks need to understand is that they're, they want to move the cenotaph. They want to move it 500 feet away. Okay, so the artist, the original artist, was an Italian. He came to Texas, loved Texas, and he had a reason for its placement. There's people that are a lot more versed in this than myself, but it's, the spirit of sacrifice, the lady that's carved on the tall side faces one direction for a reason. The defenders, Travis, Crockett, et cetera, they face another direction for a reason, and they want to just move it. It is, since they've been doing digging out there and excavation, About 4.5 months ago, they found human remains. They hid that from the public for about 4 months. And then the day of December the 3rd, they found more remains. Folks need to understand that, you know, after the fall of the Alamo, Santa Anna told, you know, his right-hand man to pile up the bodies and burn them. And so this is their grave marker. It's not just a marble slab like some people are calling it. This would be, and this is what I said to this historic commission, that, you know, basically, in a nutshell, I would like for them to let me know where their descendants' headstones were, so I could decide whether or not they were an eyesore or that they needed to be moved for progress. And that's, you know, they're going to continue to find more and more human remains because there was a battle there. So, you know, I go back a little bit further. Those of us that have been down there to the Alamo, you know, quite often, if you're standing there on Alamo Plaza, and that's the name of the street as well, and you're facing the Alamo, right behind you is a is retail shops, you know, ludicrous ones for that area. You know, Ripley's, believe it or not, and, you know, it's just ridiculous. Well, the battlefield is not just the little a footprint that remains there. Hotels have encroached. These retail shops have encroached. About the only business down there that is not an encroachment is going to be the Menger. The Menger Hotel, and it's very historic. So, you know, they've slowly encroached for retail. I'm not anti-capitalist, but I am definitely anti-building a Ripley's, believe it or not, in the shadows of, you know, the Alamo. So the city has already been encroaching. They want to keep encroaching and keep encroaching. And so what they want to do is move the cenotaph 500 feet away to what has been deemed a free speech zone. Well, what does that mean? You have to ask yourself what that means. Well, what that means is no more protection. And someone can come in and they can spray paint. They can, you know, Ozzy Osbourne can come back and piss on it. No one can do anything because it's in a free speech zone. It's to me, it's the, well, another thing folks have to understand is it wasn't that long ago. It was within the last year and a half. A few blocks from the Alamo is what is called Travis Park. And there was a statue of William B. Travis. So some people complained. They didn't like it. And handful, you know, two or three people. So they removed it. They said they put it into storage. Well, then there was a public outcry. And they couldn't be silent. They couldn't ignore it any longer. And then all of a sudden, they're like, well, oops, we broke it. Well, that's what's going to happen with the cenotaph. It took Pablo Copini two years with his team to come in and build, you know, these marble panels that are engraved with, you know, the defenders, those who gave their life. Their names. There's a couple of names spelt wrong, and there's a handful, half a dozen or so, that have been left off. No one has any problem with correcting that, with adding these names there. The city has been derelict in their duties to take care of this monument, this gravestone, so it's in disrepair. You know, they came along and they added some sort of a grout, a hardened grout. Well, ground moves, especially moves in San Antonio. And they should have used a more flexible type grout. They say water has gotten into the top and it's done damage. Well, why is that? That's because you neglected it. So, lo and behold, now we've got the excuse. If we let this deteriorate for 60 to 80 years, then we've got the excuse we've got to take it down and repair it. They want to spend $450 million in this area. I don't know how much of that is dedicated to the moving of the cenotaph, but one of the most recent damage reports that I have states less than $200,000 to repair it in place.
Whenever we get into government numbers and government repairs, we all know that they are all suboptimal and all cheap. You know, it's fraud. You know, for the most part, it's overspending at the seat.
Yeah, you can't really line anybody's pockets with $200,000, but you certainly can with $450 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can definitely get a $200,000 job done for $250 million. Hey, Alan, I'm sorry to cut you off there earlier, but I wanted to get Susan to finish that off. The Alamo Area Council of Governments is the same damn problem you were talking about as the Independent School District. The same thing, right? You know, it's like the overarching envelope around us. We have a government called, you know, whatever the hell, what? City Council, Fredericksburg City Council? Yeah, they're independent, right? No, they're part of the Alamo Area Council of Governors. You know, our governments, I'm sorry, I just said that wrong. And what do they do? Well, they email best practices, and they preach, and they tell each other how they should be doing it, and they do strategic planning. They Delphi each other once, you know, over and over again with little French ticklers. No, take their money. So I don't know. My point, Alan, and I'll let you go, is there are hot buttons. There's hot buttons in France. There's hot buttons in Virginia. There's hot buttons in Texas. Alamo happens to be one of them. And they're using it against us right now by calling us part of the Alamo area, right, when we are not part of the Alamo area. You know, maybe in their eyes, but we're not. Go ahead, whatever you got.
I just want to make everyone out there aware that here it's called the Alamo Area Council of Governments. In your area, there is one. It has a different name, but more than likely it is a Council of Governments in the name. And it is an unelected, like that really means anything anymore, but an appointed group of people who probably have been to the American Planning Association to learn how to talk to the public and fill you full of as much crap as they can and smile and wave and kiss your baby and everything and make everything seem good when they're taking everything that this country was supposed to mean to us away from us. It is the encroachment of the United Nations, of the one world government, communitarianism, technocracy, whatever you want to call it. It's all been incorporated. It's all being used as weapons against us.
It's on your back door. I mean, Susan, you just said that you went to a meeting and we had unanimous support for doing nothing, and yet the creatures, council members, voted for it. Isn't that odd?
They tabled this certificate approval to get more information because, like I said, they were pretty shocked that they hadn't been told that there was two lawsuits. There's another one by the Alamo Defenders, descendants. This one is, more than likely going to, get a little bit more traction. You know, I did find out that, a judge threw out this Native, Indian lawsuit saying that they were not federally recognized. So because of that, they had no standing.
Did I not hear that they're wanting to replace the cenotaph with what, a statue of Santa Ana wearing a dress, riding a white guy that's choosing to identify as a horse now or something?
Well, you know, the rumors have been flying around that they wanted to put up a statue of Santa Ana, but I've dug high and low, and I haven't seen anything. But, you know, people are going to plant stuff like that, you know, to incite folks. Yeah, but it's not totally, how can I put this in words? It's understandable that this rumor even began because you thought on a radio show, San Antonio Mayor Ron Nuremberg saying that the Mexican troops that fought at the Alamo should not be ignored. They should also be honored and have a place of honor within this reimagined Alamo plan. So, you know, that's a slap in the face, you know, to Texans.
Oh, that's a slap in the face. I realize that, and I'm wondering if we honestly take a look at that, maybe all of our World War II monuments need to reflect all the Nazi soldiers that were, and I'm not saying that the Germans and the Americans, I'm saying if we're going to the like type model, let's honor them all, right? Let's I mean, we got to honor both sides if that's
oh,
what they want to do.
Mean,
because
I mean, yeah, I say
Santa Ana's empire was coming in on Texas, right, who was part of the Republic of Mexico. And, you know, the Republic of Mexico had fallen. Let's just say that, right, because it was true, right? Susan, am I wrong? No, the Republic of Mexico had fallen. And, you know, before that, the Spanish-owned Mexico had conquered a lot of the territory in America, right, from the native population and claimed it as their own and then created pretty much the Republic of Mexico. So, you know, it's like, wow, so goes the politics. And, you know, I'm last man standing. No, potato. Hey, okay,
well,
all right.
Yeah, well,
guys, go ahead. One more, and then we're going to go to the phones.
Yeah, what people need to understand is that, you know, the Mexican nationalists, they should be offended and despise Santa Ana as well. I mean, for lack of a better word, he was a hired hitman by the Spanish. Okay, so, you know, he was not this loyalist to Mexico. He was a loyalist to Spain, to conquering. You know, he was
13 ruling families that have ruled Mexico since it was Mexico.
Right. A lot of crime families that own Mexico right now. Hey, mm-hmm. Let's go to the phones real quick. Speaking of crime, Las Vegas always reminds me of Syndicate. I don't know why. It's kind of crazy. And with that, we call in Chris near Las Vegas. Chris, are you there?
Well, good morning, all you Texans down there. Just Chris, targeted in Las Vegas. I'm listening to your conversation this morning, and I think we're all Texicans in this matter, and having our history obliterated under the guise of central planning is a very dangerous concept to American values. And I'm listening with this, and I find strange parallels looking with a wider view, because I'm not there with the microcosm of the Texican view, although I have strong Texas affections, having lived in Houston for a few years, and my father was actually from Texas, so my bona fides are pretty well true. And I observe, like Alan, that this is a much larger agenda that's pressing its controlling arms into the controlled zone, the Alamo Zone area, as they call it, with their council of governments, their deep, dark state of the secret executive services, senior executive services, call themselves. I hear the music. I'll be patient.
It's a conspiracy. The music keeps coming. just a
conspiracy fact.
That's true. Oh my God. Hang on, folks. We'll be right back with Chris out of Vegas and Susan and Alan and me. Be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
So here we fight all through the night, going at it now,
right.
Tooth and nail, and
we're back. Republic of Texas Radio 2019. We're going to be continuing. We got Chris out of, no, he's not out of Vegas. He's near Las Vegas. And he's joining us right now. Chris, please continue.
Well, this owning the or controlling the human domain, JDL 15, Alan knows about it well. Global initiative, UN Agenda 21, ICSI, the International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives, environment, the whole world is the battleground globally. And this strikes me as being strikingly similar to Virginia, where they're coming out with this nonsense, this demon-clad, crazy governor down there wanting to deploy the National Guard in that state to disarm the people, taking away the guns from people who are supposed to have a duty to arm, protect, and defend the country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. It's a very, very dangerous concept. And I hope that Texans demonstrate peacefully, not violent, because I think that you've got external force of Soros-funded groups, Move On, Occupy, and so on and so forth, that are fueling this faux dissent on one side, infiltrating maybe organic groups that are truly local Texican and Alamo descendants that have a fine interest in preserving American history, culture, and the honor that was shown, albeit by both sides down there. It was a tremendous battle, but there is no civil war. War is hell. It's a bloody, terrible assassination of the best of men, women, and children, and the destruction of property fuel the bankster gangs who want to control this world. With that, I'll leave you and Alan to finish up, but God bless Texas, God bless America, and don't let these globalist terrorists take over this country. It's the last bastion of freedom on the planet. God bless America. Thank you.
Well, that's very interesting. Thanks, Chris. You know, I don't know where this is going, and I don't know where Virginia's going, right? That's a very interesting point. I guess it keeps coming up more and more. But as we see, Alan, as we see the violence and the protests around the world, you know, I haven't seen so many protests since, let's say, what they called the Arab Spring. But I'd say it's even bigger than the Arab Spring was. You know, we've got, India with that's in revolt. We've got France, right? We've got Hong Kong, right? Everybody's protesting for different things. We've actually learned a technical lesson from the Hong Kong folks, right, of what tools you need to do street protests and fight cops with armor. That's interesting in itself. Where are we going? Because if they start that stuff in Virginia, that brings it kind of home, right? And Alamo is something that people care about, or maybe they don't anymore. I don't know. What do you think?
Chris brought up something really interesting there, you know, talking about, you know, groups of good people out there, you know, American stock people that are trying to do the right thing. And how careful you have to be, because the infiltration is almost instant. As soon as a group gets together that has any chance of swaying the public perception of what's really going on, they are infiltrated almost instantly. And, you know, it's sad to think that there are that many of our fellow citizens out there. I know that's a bad word, but
yeah.
our fellow countrymen out there.
Hold that thought. We got the top of the hour break. We'll talk about that here in a second when we get back. Republic of Texas Radio.
With the spirit world, learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.